The street to your right is called Constitution Hill, despite the fact that it is not a hill and that the United Kingdom does not have a written constitution. The road gets this name because in the 1700s and 1800s, doctors told people it was good for their health, or good for their constitutions, to take a walk every day. So very rich men and women would put on their nicest, most expensive clothes and travel out to Buckingham Palace, so they could be viewed by as many people as possible. They would then casually stroll up and down the street, taking what became known as their constitutional walk. Eventually, this practice gave the road here its name. Queen Victoria took constitution walks here also, but she took hers in the back of her carriage, which is a little bit like going for a jog inside of your car. However, Londoners would line the streets in their hundreds to see Queen Victoria, as she was a hugely popular figure. For a start, when she came to the throne in 1837, aged only 18, she was devoutly religious, and she had been raised in a notoriously strict home. And this was in direct opposition to the two kings that had come before her, her two uncles, George IV and William IV. They had both come to the throne in old age, George being 57, and William, previously the oldest monarch to ascend to the throne, at age 64. Although he was recently surpassed by King Charles III, who was seated at age 73. Both of the men were known for lavish spending, constant eating and drinking, and their inability to provide heirs to the throne. George's only legitimate daughter, Princess Charlotte, had died in childbirth, aged 21, and William fathered 14 children, but none with his wife. So when Victoria came to the throne, the public was ecstatic to have a beautiful young Christian girl instead of the two debauched older men that had been reigning for the previous 15 years. Throughout Victoria's reign, her popularity would fluctuate up and down, but by the time she died at the turn of the 20th century, not only had Victoria become one of our most famous monarchs, but she had also broken the record to become the longest-serving sovereign the country had ever seen. This is why, as you may have noticed already, nearly everything in London is named after Queen Victoria. The big white statue with the gold angel on the top, to your left, opposite the palace, is the Victoria Memorial. To the left of the statue, off in the distance, you can see a tower rising over the trees with a very tall flagpole on it. That's the Victoria Tower, which sits on the edge of Victoria Park, which is right around the corner from Victoria Street. You'll also have seen the Victoria Train Station, Coach Station, Victoria and Albert Museum, and the Victoria Line on the London Underground, all because she was on the throne for over 63 years. However, in September 2015, Victoria's record was broken by Queen Elizabeth II, who reigned for just over 70 years. We have now begun naming some of our London landmarks after Her Late Majesty, and you'll see a good example of this later in the tour. Also, in 2022, the Elizabeth Line on the London Underground was officially opened, so Her Majesty now has a train line just like her great-great-grandmother, Queen Victoria. Speaking of Victoria and Elizabeth, I now want to show you the building where they both spent a great deal of time. To get the best view of Buckingham Palace, stand at the bottom of Constitution Hill, with Buckingham Palace on your right, and walk forward along the stone partitions. Continue in that direction past the black gate with the gold trim and up onto the raised pathway where there are white flagpoles just up ahead of you. Walking on this walkway gives you the best view of Buckingham Palace, the Queen Victoria Memorial in front, as well as the flowers of the gardens. If you're unable to make the steps, simply stop in the pedestrianized area in front of the black and gold gates, the Canada Gates, and position yourself to face the palace directly. Or you may choose to cross the street and stand directly in front of the palace itself. The choice is entirely yours.